There's stuff in base and base. Oh, so we got through the Gemara yesterday. We did till Rav Omar. That means we had... yesterday we were trying to reconcile the Mishnah that we had in Sochim to the Sugya of Eidus that we had. The Mishnah in Sochim said that you're not allowed to be Chomet according to all opinions, between the 6 hours you're not allowed to be Chomet, and according to review, they even can't be Chomet in the 5th hour. We were trying to work out why should it be? We said, according to Abaye, it's very sure. According to Abaye, Rameh holds nobody makes any mistakes. It's not sure to make a mistake. If so, we should be able to eat until the end of the 6 hours. At least, according to the lenient, according to that opinion of Abaye, according to the Ikadam, we should be able to eat until almost the end of the 6 hours. Right? And according to Rameh. And according to Abuza, you should be able to eat until the 5th and a half hour. Or at least until the end of the 5th hour. So that was the question of the Gemara. So let's see Tosfos now. Nechel Kudoshik. Very interesting Tosfos. Just the one line of it. Very interesting. Nechel Kudoshik. Kunt Havaye, it should be mutter to eat the entire 6 hour because nobody makes a mistake. Yeah, the entire 6 hour should be mutter. Tuchatos. Mamashim Tuchatos. Says Tosfos. Lav Dafke Kudoshik. Although it says Kudoshik, it's Lav Dafke. Why? The Torah leads to if Torah says you have to burn the chametz in the 6 hour. You can't. How can you eat in the whole 6 hour? You have to burn it in the 6 hour. That place is kasher.
I heard from that one. Either or,
huh?
But if you eat some chametz,
you have to burn it. So Rabbanon is saying the same point we sure started with last time. Yeah, very good, very good. That what is Tosfos saying first of all, before we ask our questions on Tosfos? Tosfos is saying that when it says Kudoshis, it doesn't mean Kudoshis, it means a bit less than Kudoshis. Why? Because you have to burn Chametz the whole of the six, during the 6 hour. So now, first of all, this Tosfos is very difficult. Besides any questions from longer, something reading the Gemara is very difficult. Because remember, there's two Lashonis. He said, according to the first Lashon of Abaye, you should be able to eat the whole of the 6 hour. And according to the second Lashon, it says the person makes a small mistake, Nechel Ad Soishesh, you should be able to eat until almost the end of the hour. So to say that Kudoshesh means Lav Dafka, it means that almost the end of the hour, that can't be, because the next Lashon is that. So, Rabbi Chaim Lachman says that the Lashon of the says, it's very fair to say it. It's not very shred to say that it means like Jesus says, because the Gemara presents to the Shoenis, and it seems to be Bidatka. One says you can eat until the end of the 6 hour, and one says no, slightly before. So you can't tell me the one is until the end of the 6 hour meant slightly before, and the one that says slightly before means slightly before that. It's not Mitzvah. So the Lashon of Jesus, the Jesus, what he says is very hard to fit in the Gemara. Fine. But now, like you're asking, what does this mean anyway? What's wrong with eating until the end of the 6 hour? If you finish off eating your chametz, so you've got rid of any chametz, come 6 hour, you don't have any chametz. What should be the problem? Why can't, instead of burning it, I'm eating it? Should be the same idea. Should also be a type of tashbisi, right? Should also be a type of tashbisi. So, Taisa says, Lamdaf Yakulashis, the Torah Litzoy Teshesh, why should that be? Why should that be? One way of getting rid of chametz is by eating it. So what's the difference if I burn or if I eat it? So this is a castle which they all ask them to eat. Right.
So for clothing burning by the 6 hours,
I'm burning it. It's like burning it. I'm eating it. What's the difference?
I know, but the question is, and they say burning, why is it specifically burning? Because
it says
to
shave it
like that. Or get rid of
it like that. Yeah, but the Gemara's question was, we're going on the Gemara's question, why do you have to burn in 6 hours? Why can't you eat it until the end of the 6 hours?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, no, you have to burn it after. So you have to need some time to burn it. So he said, why? If I eat it, I'm going to get rid of it. It should be okay. When the Gemara says, you have to burn it in 6 hours, Gemara means that you can't eat then.
Why did the Mishnah say, burn it? Why did the Mishnah say, burn it?
In the 6 hours?
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to eat now. It means any chametz left over, then you have to burn it. Any chametz left over, you have to burn it. So here we're asking, the Gemara says that don't make any mistakes. You're allowed to eat the entire Tulchat Tzayis. So it says, no, you can't, because you have to burn it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So what do you think of the Chiddush?
The Chiddush holds that you have to burn it.
Oh, but even they say this big chiddush that one of two things. One of two things is your chiddush. Either say this whole that there's a din you have to burn and you can't eat to get rid of it. There's a din dafka to burn it, like we learned from Lisa. There's a din you have to dafka burn it. And therefore we can't allow you to eat entire 6 hours because you have to burn it, which is a chiddush. Or say this whole a different thing. That as much as you have to burn, it's offered to eat. So perhaps this is hold that during the time when you have to burn, is an actual issa to eat chametz, which is an even bigger chiddush. Because why should we be offered to eat chametz? It's not yet the time, not yet the time of chatzis. So, but this is a kashrus Rishonim ask. There have been Dovid speaks this out as a chonon. The night that takes it here seems to hold, he's got chiyuv to burn the chametz before the zman of isa. Chiyuv to burn the chametz before zman isa, and therefore you can't leave. You can't leave over. You can't eat the chametz to chatzos because you have to burn within chatzos. It's an additional point, which is important for us to know. Are you allowed to leave over chametz and burn it after the zman isa? With intention to burn it after the zman isa. Do you have to burn the chametz before the zman isa, or can you burn it after the zman isa? Right. Is that, are you over isa if you leave it with intention to burn? I'm going out to burn it. My intention is to burn it. Are you over isa of right. So that is not so clear at all. That's not so possible. That's not so possible. If you have a look at the Gemara and Daf Hey Ahmed Aleph. Daf Hey Ahmed Aleph. You look at Daf Hey Ahmed Aleph. The Gemara there. Yossi, we're asking if a person's allowed to. Are you mekayim it in tashvisa and are you allowed to lechatchila leave your chametz until after zman isa to burn it? No, that's it. Yeah. Are you over because till you burn it you've been over tashvisa or no, since you're doing it in order to burn you're not over tashvisa?
If you
haven't been. Let's ignore bit. I think it's just an extra complication. So, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, there was Reb Kiva Omid, the first wide line. Hei Amud Aleph, the first wide line at the bottom of the page. Reb Kiva Omid, just where the undertaker is there. Reb Kiva Omid. You see, so there we're trying to find out whether the mitzvah Tashpisu is after Chatzos or after once Pesach begins. So Rekiva Omer ain't it so. Rekiva is not only the Pasuk to tell me, remember we learn from Ach. Ach told me that from Chatzos is ready in Issa Chametz. So Rekiva is not only that. I know there's ready in Issa Chametz already from earlier. Why? Because the Pasuk says you have to burn the Chametz. Ach v'yem rishon tashpiz to tzoyim v'tichem. Ach v'yem rishon tashpiz to tzoyim v'tichem. Uch, save me a lot, come a lot, and he starts to say, but keep it, I got a problem. You're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. There's an issa of a bar. You're not allowed to make a fire on Pesach. There's an issa. So, how can the Torah tell me that Ach Bayem HaRishayim Tashpitz HaTzayim HaTzayim HaTzayim? How can the Torah tell me that Bayem HaRishayim there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. It can't be. There's an issue to burn chametz on Pesach because you don't have to make a fire on Pesach. There's an issue to make a fire on Yom Tov. Can I get the boss and tell me that after Yom Rishon you should burn the chametz? That can be. You can't. Huh? There must be. The Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach. So he brings it right in there, you see, on Erev Pesach, that's the time when you burn the chametz. Because it doesn't make sense to say, by Yom Rishon to speak the same with the Yom. It doesn't make sense to say, after Yom Rishon, meaning on Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you don't have to make a fire. That seems right. Right? You remember this? The famous Aleph. We have, want to know, where do we know if the chametz starts from Chatzai Seradim? He says, something, different Joshua. He just says, since it says, after Yom Rishon to speak to, and by Yom Rishon can't mean Yom Tov, why can't it mean Yom Tov? Because you're not allowed to burn. Why not allowed to burn? Because it's a melacha, not a tefach and nefesh. It's a melacha, you're not allowed to burn. So what do you mean by after Yom Rishon to speak to? What does it mean, the cloud? After Yom Rishon to speak to? You can't do it on the first day. Ah, it must be Erev Yom Tov. Yom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. That's Rabbi Kiva is right. Now one thing. If when the Torah says Vayema, if the Torah says it's Tashbisu, it means to burn it beforehand. If that's what it means to burn it beforehand. So what was Rabbi Kiva's question? It says, Ah, Vayema Rishon Tashbisu. If it means that by the Yom Rishon it has to be burnt, so it means on Erev Pesach, just before night, you burn the chametz. What's his problem to say, yeah, that it's a melacha? You can't burn on Yom Tov. If when the Torah says, Tashbisu, it means by here it should be burnt. Not out on this day, but by this time it should be burnt. So, it means by Pesach to burn it. So by Pesach to burn it, so there's no melacha. So that is a melacha on Erev Pesach. So what was his time? So he understood, but he understood clearly, and when it says it's Tashbisu, it means after the time of Pesach. During this time, I want you to burn it. If by Yom Rishon meant Pesach, it would mean on Pesach to burn it. And that can't be, because it's a melacha. And it might not mean on Erev Pesach. But if Kiva learns that Tashbisu means after the Zman of Issa, that's when you have to burn it. Right? After the Zman of Issa, that's when you have to burn it. So I ask you a question. Do you burn before Chatzis or after Chatzis? You said after Chatzis, you can't, you're over Issa. You're on Achon. Rebbe Kiva said not like that. Rebbe Kiva said, at least Rebbe Kiva holds, that the mitzvah of burning is after, is even after the time of Issa. After the time of Issa, that's when the mitzvah of burning kicks in. You that we'll see as well. Oh, so you'll be over about, you're over by your Bani Motzi.
Yeah.
That's your, very good.
Right.
Awesome. So
that's
very nice. Mitzvah Tashbisu is maybe after Zman Issa, but Mitzvah Issa Bani Raya, maybe you would be over already after Chatzis.
Learn
though that if you're preparing to burn it and doing these things, you know, sort of burning it, even though you might not
physically burning it yet, that's also part of the Tashbisu, or that's all
like
that cast that into it as well.
So
Mitzvah
Shvi'i, yeah, but what about
Itzah Bar
Yirah?
If
you're in
the
middle
of Tashbisu, then you're not
over
Bar Yirah.
Is that true?
I thought, yeah.
So let's have a look in Simin Yud, Rosh Simin Yud. That was after Bissell.
Right, that's
Bissell. Yeah.
Right, so, and even if you find it on the case,
Have a look at the Rosh Simin Yud. You're right, but we have to work it all out.
We'll see.
So Rosh Simin Yud, then we'll put it all together. One more Maramokim. Ah, okay, I'm sorry for those that don't have it. I'll read it out slowly. Rosh Simin Yud. Take Aleph Simin Yud. You do have it. Sorry. Not being lazy. You will find it. Stop on the Gemara side. Stop on the Gemara side. Stop on the Gemara side, not on the back.
What's
Rosh? Right, Rosh Aleph, Simon Yud. There it is.
Okay.
He's dying. Yeah. Oh, maybe the Mayav. This is like the first time we've done this thing. Oh, maybe the Mayav. Abedek Tzara Sheivach. Okay, so he said you make a bracha. Why should, what's the chiddush? We told this Rosh once before. What's the chiddush? Why? Of course you make a bracha. No, the loy teima in a kol kach mitzvah. You might say it's not such a mitzvah. Kimun de'ena ele levayis, a chomitz and a bayis. All you're doing is to get rid of chomitz. Maybe it's not such a mitzvah. No, no. Okay. Umashe, ein mevorchin al biul bishor chamishis. Why don't we make a bracha when we burn the chomitz? Bishor shum moitziya chomitz and a bayis. The time they take out the chomitz from the house. Vu mitzvah min atoyo. That's a mitzvah in atoyo, because it's still... The Torah says, clearly you have to get rid of the chomet. With our shin on the el, we made a drasha, which we just learned, by Yemarishon, Hanib Yudalev. So it's the mitzvah on the 14th to burn the chomet. Says the Rosh, Oy Ma'anif, why don't we make a bracha when we burn the chomet? This is China probably which you have every year. When we burn the chomet, we're doing a positive action of burning chomet, we should make a bracha on it. Oy ma'ani says the Rosh, so it says chomet min abayis koizim zman isturi, taking our chomet from us before the zman isa, lo inofik mi tashbisu. We do not learn that from tashbisu. Why? Learn it from tashbisu. The fact that we take our chomet before the zman isa is not because of tashbisu. The fact that we're burning the chomet before the zman isa is not because of tashbisu. So Omar Rebbe Kiva le'el, because Rebbe Kiva said beforehand that Tashbisu is Tshefa, Tashbisu Ayin is Tshefa, V'loi Tzivsa Torah L'Tzofa, and the Torah only commanded us to burn the Chomet, Ela Acha Shekva Nesa. Only after things come also, only after we came forbidden, Midi Dehave Nesa. And Nesa is similar to Nesa. When do you burn the Korban? Only after it becomes also. Abba Boishu Mutsu Ba'achile, but as long as it's still water to eat, lo yisafen. You don't need to burn it. So why do we take out the chomet earlier? For ma Hashem loitzin oisoy min abayis. Now what we take out from the house in the fifth hour, haynu shelo yava olav v'bali roye. That's why we shouldn't be over v'bali roye. Ve'im epurish boi mitzvah zasei. Min atoy, it's not mitzvah, mitzvah zasei. Memela sheimitza levachon. It says the Rosh, you don't make a brach on Biur Chometz. You know why? Because there's no reason to burn it now. The main reason to burn it is in an hour or two. Why are we burning it? Why are we burning it now already? Because you don't want to be over Bani Roeh. So you see in the Rosh, that the mitzvah to shvitzu and the mitzvah Bani Roeh don't go together. There's nothing wrong of mitzvah shvitzu to wait till after. Like Michael said, there's a different problem. The problem is, you'll be over Bani Roeh. Now you sure have got some questions on Albany, I have to work out what the difference is. But wantingly, that's going to be the answer. Wantingly, to leave over Chomet in order to burn it at a later time, that'd be an issue of Bani Roeh. Okay, so now, if we go back to Al-Tayshah and stuff, you base some advice. Al-Tayshah says that the Gemara says you should eat for the whole of the 6 hours. Says Tayshah, not after Kulishah. So you have to burn it within the 6 hour. So we said, why? You should wait till after the 6 hours to burn the chomet. This is such pizza, you should do it after the 6 hours to burn the chomet. So why is Jesus saying that you have to burn it within the 6 hour? I've missed such pizza, you could do it after the 6 hour. So could be Shantaita because of Bani Roeh. You're right, Mrs. Tashbisu, you could do it after 6 hours. There's a different problem. There's a problem of Bayurai. You'll be over Bayurai if you leave it over after 6 hours. And therefore, since tasteless, so therefore you have to make sure to have eaten it, you have to make sure to eat it before the end of the 6 hour. But this then, if that's true, then it really brings the question even stronger that all the Ashrenim are asking on the Rosh, or the Ashrenim really, on tasteless. If there's no mitzvah to eat until after Chatzot, and the reason why I need to get rid of it is just purely because of Bar Yeriah, so you definitely should be able to eat it. You should eat all your chametz until Chatzot. And by Chatzot, you won't be able to Bar Yeriah anymore. And the mitzvah to eat is anyway after. So why does it say, and this part we're going to leave there, why does it say to say, Lav Dafka Kurishit? Because Hatzach Litzoyf Tayyashesh, you have to burn in Tayyashesh. Why do you have to burn in Tayyashesh? Alf Mitzvah Tashpisu, that's after Shesh. And Mitzvah Bari Raya, as long as you've eaten it, so there's no Chomet left over after Chatzach, it should be okay. So you should be able to eat an entire 6 hour.
Isn't
that
the last day of
Tashkisu? Not, there's
nothing
left over. Yeah, but it is good.
Okay.
Maybe the time of when you start first, if you accept something you
deserve, it's good. You're
not doing that anyway.
You're
betting before
this 90s.
But before the Zionists, so what are you doing? You're not doing such visas as the Rosh.
So, it's not right.
How
do you think
it's after 6 hours? Yeah, the mitzvah such visas is after 6 hours. But there's a difference about Bar Yehuda, which is beforehand.
So we spent the last few years learning that people make mistakes.
No, but this is at the moment we're saying that people don't. This is at the moment we're going with the Tzad that people don't make mistakes. Remember, people don't make any mistakes. So it says, you should be able to eat, the Gemara says you should be able to eat the entire 6 hours. So it says, no, but you have to burn it. Perhaps this is just explaining things simply, perhaps it's understood that you've got a great amount of chametz, and we can't allow you to eat until the end of the 6 hours, because then some of the chametz will be left over, and then you would have had to burn before the end of the 6 hours. Perhaps that's a stop.
It's a sheep that kicks in, right at that month, then
if you compare it to those times, then really Tashkisa is the fixing up, as opposed to the affirmative. It's the only affirmative mitzvah, in the event that you have left over, but the ideal thing would be not to have left over then. It comes to the Rosh, yeah. If you have chametz left over after chatzos, you have to do tashbisa, which means the kunz rosh, a normal guy should never be mekayim with the tashbisa.
So
it's a good question which you're saying, the Mishnah's kind of holds what you're saying. According to the Rosh, they'll never be existing, because you've got Issa Bari Roya the minute past Chatzis. And Mitzvah Tashbisa only begins after Chatzis. So you'll never be able to be Mekayim that Mitzvah. Unless you want to be Oven Issa, which you shouldn't do. That's according to the Rosh. And it's a big machlokes to say about this. According to the Rosh, that's how it comes out. Bari Roya, Bari Motze, is already from Chatzis, even though you want to burn the Chatzis. Even though you want to burn the chametz, and burning the chametz is only after chatzis, so you can't do that. So it's just been a second where he hasn't been tasted. So one line of tasted says, tasted says, "Land up your kurishit, you have to leave some time for burning." So we raise a number of problems. Why do you need time for burning? Just eat it. What are you going to say? No, mitzvah tashpisu is after to burn and not to eat. So that can't be, because mitzvah tashpisu only kicks in after chatzis, and before chatzis there's no mitzvah tashpisu. So, what does this mean? Maybe this means that you have to burn it because of not to be over by your own. Not because it's supposed to be not to be over by your own, but again, if you eat it, you won't be over by your own. As long as you've ate it before Chatzos, you won't be over by your own. So perhaps, and this is very doubtful, but perhaps Tosfos means that we can't allow you to eat until Chatzos because maybe you'll have some left over. Rather, you have to stop early in order to make sure you won't have anything left over and you'll burn any remaining stuff before Chatzos. Tachuk. But that's how perhaps you can answer Tosfos. The discussion on Tosfos is asked by Shainim. But Tosfos seems to say for some reason we have to stop a few minutes before the end of Chatzos to get rid of the chametz. That is why.
Why is
Tosfos keeping
only after this? Surely, okay, you do 4 hours
because
you make a mistake.
But
if you
don't make
a mistake, surely by the
sixth
hour, everything should be brushed off. Why should you
get rid of?
By the
Bar Yerah. Ah, because of Bar Yerah. Nachon? There's a mitzvah, Bar Yerah. It's like Noitzah. There's a mitzvah by the Korban to eat all the kodshim by the morning. Now, Noitzah, we men are other very care basis of them. If it's left over, you have to burn it. So you'll tell me, it should never be.
Yeah.
You're right, it should never be. You should meant to eat the chametz korban beforehand.
I'm
really
burning it after chatzos. I think because of this, something
might wrong
in our
pocket.
We shouldn't
do that. Nachon. It's a mitzvah that shouldn't be, but it's a mitzvah to rectify a bad situation.
So when we were able to bring the pesach, that was from chatzos, and you couldn't have the chametz.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not, after this, you're not allowed to have chametz.
Yeah.
It's a barrier, you're not allowed to comment then. Nachon? We're not just pointing out that your Torah, according to how the Rosh is learning, that to speak to anyone who's becoming the speaker shouldn't feel good about it. Because he's over barrier, he shouldn't have comment in his house before. Yeah? And if he found comments on Pesach, he did it because comments he found comments on Pesach, simply then he can be becoming to speak to you, you weren't over barrier. Nachon? That somebody who wantingly leaves chametz in order to touch the two, according to the Rosh, he's not a good guy, because you're either bad or right. The other we say in the Chayyim.
Is there anything else wrong?
Yeah.
It's
just like noise, it's only after chametz.
Okay, only
chametz
to leave over.
Right, nachon. Yeah.
But with no doubt, you, okay, keep an after chametz. Till then, you can keep it there, because you really meant to eat it, right? There's always such to eat chametz before the time is over, you know, so you do it before, whereas no time you should do it earlier, because it tends to be eaten.
That's not just the opposite of anything. By night, though, there's a mixture to eat colon.
Yeah.
So why should you ever leave it over? There's a mitzvah. By you leaving it over, you've been mevatel a mitzvah to eat the korban.
It should be left over. If it is left over, then you burn it.
Right. So even though it shouldn't have been,
yeah,
and it was wrong to be, if it was left over, you burn it. That's the same achamet. That you know you got itzah b'aliyah after chatzis. So you shouldn't have had any chametz left over after chatzis. If you had the chametz left over after chatzis, you have to burn it.
That's
only the other.
It should
be. Nachon. From the Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to see in Yisrael the next sugya about Mambi or not Mambi, that's where it all comes, kicks in again. When is the time of view? At that time the Rosh understands, and we say, and Tosfos also understands that, because Tosfos on Daf, and Daf Dalet on his base, Tosfos clearly says that Tashbisu is only after Chatzis.
What is the other thing?
There's a right to Shvizu, I'm going to come on Acholot, from the Shei Shei Tzalamana. The Shei told Mitzvah to Shvizu is only after the 6th hour. The Shei holds like the Rosh. Mitzvah Shvizu is only after the 6th hour, and therefore the Mitzvah Shvizu's Chomet is only after the 6th hour. So what does Shvizu mean here? You have to leave it a bit before the 6th hour. Why does Shvizu say you have to leave it over before the 6th hour? Why? Eat up until the 6th hour. And then, if there's anything left over, burn it. Maybe this is because you don't want to be over by your own. Maybe. But again, why can't I eat until Chatzos? Finish off all my stuff by Chatzos. You could. What does this mean by lab dap your kodeshit? The tzorach litzev tzorach
shesh. In the case that
you have more than one. Oh, see, that's something. You have to kvetch. It's not possible. You have to kvetch. So this means in any case you got more than what you planned. What you can consume, so don't go on until the end of the 6th hour, because then you'll be over. You have to stop that, you have to burn the chametz.
It is only possible that the Rosh should say that
So we'll see in your turn. The next figure we'll try and work it out. So there's definitely machlokes we're saying about him. Taisa and Rosh bring a very strong proof from Rebbe Akiva, like we said. Rebbe Akiva says that Akri Marishin is his Pesach. On Pesach you can't burn.
Rebbe Akiva
Yeah, that's the first Shabbat Rav. Rebbe Akiva says, it says that Bayom Marishin, because you have to burn it on Pesach. And you can't burn on Pesach, but not the Erev Pesach. So Rebbe Akiva clearly understood the mitzvah of burning the chametz is once such pesach comes in. Once it kicks in, that's when the mitzvah of burning the chametz is. Not beforehand, only once. So that's our place of Zerlan, the Zabdalit, and the Rosh also, so Amelia, that's how this place is done.
We
gain everything we do. Yeah.
Before this month,
that there
just
shouldn't
be done
in the end. That's coming up. You went ahead a little bit. It's coming up. It's the next three lines of the Gemara. Okay, one more thing, and the next thing we'll do next week. The Akhlishna, the Adam Toyah, the Shah Masu, Nechlat Seif Chomish. The Gemara said that according to the second lesson of Abai, the person can make a mistake up to 1 hour, so why can't you eat until the end of the fifth hour? Why does Abai say you have to eat? If you stop eating the beginning of the fifth hour, you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. Why did the Buddha say? Why did the Buddha say that you have to stop eating at the end of the fourth hour? You should be able to carry on eating until the end of the fifth hour. Because the person can make a mistake after an hour. Sensators are filo tar vishteshas. Second sentence. Even if a person can make a mistake up to 2 hours, for yoko the hakshay. Because if asked the same question, the Nevrat Seif Chomish, you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. Sheva Chomish, Chama B'Mizach, or Vesheva, Chama B'Mayim. In the fifth hour, the sun's in the east. In the seventh hour, the sun's in the west. And there's no room for mistake. And it says the same, this kasha of the Gemara is irrelevant to the fact that a person makes a mistake of an hour, even a person makes a mistake of 2 hours. But such a mistake a person won't make. Between 7 and 5, a person won't make a mistake. So why can't I eat until the end of the fifth hour? Should be okay. Yeah, that's Satan's question. Mara seems to be saying, only because a person can only make a mistake up to an hour, so maybe you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. No, even if a person makes a mistake of 2 hours, this should be the same thing. A person won't make such a mistake. Why do I buy? Why do you do this to you and not have to eat them just now? Yeah.
Wasn't there, we made a difference between eating chametz and giving testimony of the Torah. And the Mormon answers it that way, so I understand that's the question.
Very good. That is a bomb question. The Torah is saying, what place is there? Very good. Rashom, around the artist. What takes is saying that we know that Mizrach HaMayim is, yeah? It's not true. The Gemara later on says there's a difference between Eidus, where there in Achami is a difference between Mizrach HaMayim, and Achamit, where it's not like that. And Achamit, where it's not like that. Yeah. And Hashem Ram asked us.
Very certain levels of
that. Yeah. The avatar, that is it. The thing they want to say is that there's a little bit of cheshem in the sugya. You have to follow with the stages as the Gemara goes on, changing. Instead of the moving things here. Maybe I'll leave it for now. But that kasha that Mashal and Rav asked, it's a good kasha. So enough more. What they're saying, what the Gemara here said, according to the person makes a mistake, 1 hour you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. He says, even if you make a mistake of 2 hours, you should be able to eat to eat until the end of this hour, because you're right, you can make a mistake of 2 hours. They're not from 5 to 7. 5 to 7 already is something different occasion. You're sure on your after asking, no, the Gemara said it's only talking about Edom, not by Chom. So you have to work through the stages of the Gemara. The Gemara is Machadish, it's only by made a chiluk between Chomit and Edom. At one stage of the Gemara. We're not at that stage yet. We're still before that stage, before we knew that test.
A lot of times, Tosfos and Rashi will give us a little bit of an answer or question based on what Rukhapash means.
No, not no. Generally not.
So it's only a kasha because of the stage that we're in.
Uh-huh. That's how the Marshal. Yeah. Okay. So we'll stop here. We have this next day, the next one we'll do it next week. And we have this computer hook to get this on the ball. And then we have all these things. So together, the whole studio. Okay.
The only thing to do is study. I think the chance to study it out in the morning. It's got no Sharia.